You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
With the beautiful weather, really, it's for no reason. Day two of the stay-at-home order that is put in place by leadership in the area. Folks are being asked if your job is under the non-essential category that they've deemed. Please stay at home. Keep the children at home. Make your business out in the street quick and only essential. If you got to go pick up groceries, medicine, care for a loved one, an elderly person, a young person, and then come on back home.
That's what I've been doing, boy. Get off of work, I go straight to the crib, no stops.
How's Mama B. Shining doing?
She's fine.
She works for a law firm. Is she at home?
She went to work yesterday, Monday too, I believe, but I think she's supposed to be off coming up pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's got all the groceries she needs and everything.
Yeah. Please believe me, she got
all
that.
All the toilet tissue.
She has more toilet tissue than anybody, and she practices buying extra toilet paper throughout the entire year.
Coronavirus is a real situation. It's change the way the whole country is doing business. The whole nation is on hold right now. More than half of all Americans have been ordered to stay at home, Brian.
You know, I don't know how we're going to get these folks paid and keep them in their homes. That's something that I'm seriously concerned about, Shay, because this is going to be for an extended period.
Thankfully, our leadership in this city and across the country, they've been working with landlords and mortgage companies to put a cease on folks being evicted and putting a deferment, if you will, on folks making their rent. So there are resources out there. We've been posting any information that we can find on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. So if you're a small business owner, there are resources for you. If you're a parent and you're having issues with educating your kids, there's resources for you. There's been some new guidelines for food stamps. If you didn't qualify for it before, you could possibly qualify for it now. So there are things in place out there for folks in the time of Corona. It's just, my father called me late last night, and he never calls me that late. So I'm like, oh, Lord, Lord. You know, he lives in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said that somebody had gone stir crazy in their house, and they ran out in the street and was wilding out. And then a group of people came and surrounded this person, and he was like, it's going to get worse. Like, people are going crazy inside of their homes.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening a lot more. I was talking to a friend last night, and they have real bad cabin fever right now. We'll put it like that. And they cannot wait to get out the house. But y'all, we gotta get through this. We have to make sure that we are all protecting ourselves and each other. That's the point of this, is to protect each other.
In my experience, I think people in Kansas City are even more equipped to make it through this because of the close-knitness.
Mm-hmm.
People really spend a lot of time with their families. And I think the reason why people are going crazy in the bigger cities is because you don't know nobody. There are literally 100,000 people living on the same block, but you don't know those people. You walk right past them every day.
Yeah.
But here, everyone knows each other. You're able to reach out. You're able to show love. People have their family members there with them. And we're going to make it through this. You know, this city is a tough city, and we've got each other, which is a blessing. Yeah. Everybody doesn't have somebody. I was talking about this the other day. Like, I'm like, dang. I guess I've never realized that I'm really in this city by myself. Until I've stopped all the appearances, stopped all the things that I normally do, and I'm just like going to work and coming home, and I'm sitting around, I'm like, dang, playgirl by herself, for real.
You're not by yourself. right.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s, mostly sunny skies. Cloudy and 45 right now. Shiny Mission Shade, what's poppin'?
Kevin Hart and his wife Eniko are expecting baby number two.
Oh.
Yes.
That's what the coronavirus will do to you.
Well, she's been pregnant for a couple months. She posted a photo of her with a little bump, bump, bump with the caption, baby number two. In the midst of all this, we're counting our blessings and couldn't be more grateful. Soon to be a family of six.
You're not my dad!
Congratulations.
Wendy Williams was doing an at-home show on her YouTube channel, and she talked about what single people should do in the time of corona when it comes to getting down, if you know what I mean.
When I went to Dr. Oz, one of the things I talked to him about, I was like, Dr. Oz, what do single people, including me, do about sex? Because as much as a wanton woman as I am, I'm not thinking about that. I don't want anybody over here. I think condoms are something random. You know, what about the sweat and, you know, the shower? And he ended up saying, you know what? Hold out. It'll be over soon. Okay?
Condoms are something random?
Are you able to hold back or keep it real? Or have you had a little sneaky company?
Ew.
I've been doing the five-knuckle shuffle. You asked a question.
I'm totally disgusted right
Why?
Now.
Why? Why are you disgusted? That's natural.
I'm disgusted right
Why?
Now.
Why? What? What
now,
I do?
You go blind, don't you say
Why
nothing.
Would I go blind? For what? Huh?
You never heard that?
We gotta get up and go at least one more round.
Rapper Slim Thug has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
He announced on his Instagram page on yesterday, quote, check this out.
I got you.
Oh, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
So check this out. No games being played, all right? I got tested for the coronavirus yesterday, and it came back positive. As careful as I've been self-quarantining, staying home, I might have got something to eat or something, or did some stuff like that, simple stuff like that, nothing crazy. Stayed in my truck, had masks, gloves, everything on, and my test came back positive, so... Y'all gotta take this stuff serious. Sit home, self-quarantine. Do not come outside for however long they saying. If you have symptoms, you need to go get what checked out or whatever. I'm good, I feel good. I don't got no problems right now. The other day I had a slight fever and a cough. I feel better now, I don't have no fever, you know what I'm saying, or nothing like that. So I feel like I'm good, but y'all better take it serious. It's real out here, coronavirus.
The last line of this story got me side-eyeing.
What?
It says, Slim Thug is the first rapper to test positive for the coronavirus. If he come out with an album on Friday.
Oh, man. It's going to be, I think it's set up.
Hell yeah. That's my spidey senses was tingling the whole time. I don't know why. I'm not accusing him of nothing. I don't know nothing.
It's just what you feel.
I
just think we're going to have more stories come out with this corona soon. You know, as testing becomes a little more available. We don't know who has this thing.
Last night I was feeling funny. But I think it's just we've been talking about it so long and we've been talking about it so much. I think that it's causing issues inside.
We gotta do what we gotta do.
Future's baby mama, Eliza Rain, is asking for $53,000 a month in child
support.
What do she gotta feed? A team of baby elephants? There's no way you need $53,000
per month. So that's
per month. He ain't got that.
That's $100,000. Yeah, Shay, he got money.
It's not $100,000. It's almost half a million.
No.
It's more than $500,000 a year.
No, I was saying like every 2 months. So that's $100,000 every 2 months. So that's what, $600,000? Lord. She trying to get the whole salary out here.
Damn!
Sure it won't work for all that.
Oh, man.
Now It's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I am mad because I work for a moving company. They're claiming to be an essential business, which is okay and fine with me. I appreciate the work. But if I'm out here every day working during a pandemic, at least tip me. For the last 3 days, I don't know if people are like, oh, the stock market's drying up, whatever, and they don't want to give a tip. But I'm out here sweating, grinding all day long, carrying your heavy furniture. I deserve a tip.
This is true.
You do, but in this day and age, in this time of people not being able to work, I don't know if you're going to be able to get a lot of tips.
Man, if they got money to hire some movers, they can give him a couple dollars.
It's $145 an hour to hire some movers.
Thank you. If you got money for that, you could give that man some money.
If you consider that a necessity during a pandemic, you should be able to tip me. That's all I'm saying.
Period.
I'm saying I just sent my hairdresser, the girl who do my lashes, and my nail tech a little tip last night.
Oh, look at
you. It wasn't a lot, but it was something to hold them over. And if everybody does that, then we can hold over these small business owners.
Without a doubt. But I'm just saying, if you do have somebody provide a service for you and they are a part of the tip industry, you've got to give them a tip. You can't stiff them. Otherwise, don't hire the service.
That's right. Move your own ish.
Amen. You all.
What's your name, my dog?
My name is BJ. I work for Movers.
All right. Thank you so much. And you stay safe out there, brother. Make sure you keep your hands clean.
You guys too. Stay safe.
Yes,
thank you. You and your families.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
White House and Senate leaders of both major political parties announced an agreement early this morning on an unprecedented $2 trillion emergency bill to rush aid to businesses, workers, and healthcare systems that have been slammed by the coronavirus pandemic.
That's the right thing to do. A lot of businesses are in dire straits right now.
So $367 billion is going to go for small businesses to keep making payroll while workers are forced to stay at home. Looks like $500 billion is going to be to subsidize loans to larger industries, including the airlines. And hospitals will also get a significant chunk of that change.
Airlines can be last. Let's be honest.
My thing is, okay, y'all been having troubles for what, 2-3 weeks? That bankrupted you? Like, who been managing the money? Like, you ain't got no slush fund of any kind after 2-3 weeks?
We know that it's not that. They don't like losing money.
So the airline has been living paycheck to paycheck?
Right.
Like, it's for real?
And we know they haven't. We know they haven't.
I know they haven't. I got on a plane in February, and I gave them $70 going to Tampa, because that's where I was going to catch the cruise, and then $70 back for my bags.
Mm-hmm.
That was on top of
your regular fees.
Yeah!
I'm just thinking about our service industry professionals.
I got mad friends that work in the airline industry. You know I did sneakily for a year.
Put it out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sneaked out there to that airport and worked for a year. I did. I flew all over the world.
But yeah, I'm just thinking about those employees, man. And some of those folks are already struggling doing the paycheck to paycheck thing. And now they have no means of making any money. And it's like you can't even go out and hustle right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, things are just so up in the air for them.
So $1,200 is going to be the one-time payment per adult and $500 per child. That's going directly into the pockets of Americans.
That's good. Definitely need that.
Also, looks like furlough workers are going to get whatever amount a state usually provides for unemployment plus $600 per week add-on.
Okay.
And this will be for people like Uber drivers who will be covered for the first time.
Mm.
Do you know anybody who drives like Uber full time?
No, I don't. I can't say that I do.
I don't know anybody in Kansas City, but I know people who live in other cities, and that's what they do full time.
These people need it, man. We had to pass that.
So we'll see. Hopefully the checks will be rolling in soon. There's still some stipulations as far as the amount of salary that you qualify. We had Marquita Miller Joshua on the show yesterday, and she talked about the $75,000 cap and $150,000 for married folk. And they'll be looking at your 2018 taxes to come up with that salary.
So if you didn't file, don't even look at nothing.
You're going to be looking crazy. Yeah.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last time I saw you, we was at the skating rink.
Yeah, we were going crazy.
Now, Els, some of us have been thinking that this coronavirus thing is somebody else's situation. You are the first person that I know who has been diagnosed with this disease. You're 28 years old, very popular young man here in the town. You throw parties and a part of the nightlife. Talk to us about what caused you to even check and see if you had the coronavirus.
I traveled back-to-back 2 weekends in a row. So the last weekend of February, I had a shot out to Toronto to visit some family. And I came back, and the first week of, that was the last weekend of February, first weekend of March. So the second weekend in March, I wound up going to Atlanta. So when I came back from Atlanta, I wasn't feeling well. That first day back, I went to work. I left work because I just was feeling kind of tired and I had a headache. So I wound up just going to the house and laying down. And so the next 48 hours, like my symptoms are crazy. Like just a headache, fever, chills. I was sweating uncontrollably. It was like, I don't know, it was like something out of a movie. So with everything going on in the world, you know, the last thing on my mind was I got the coronavirus. But I was like, let me just go to the hospital and see what's going on. So I shot out to the hospital, and they wound up testing me for the flu and some other viruses, and everything came back negative. So the hospital, they gave me a phone number and was like, hey, call this testing center. It's for COVID-19. And just call them and tell them that you need to get tested. So the next day, I woke up. And I was feeling a whole lot better at this point. So I went ahead and I called the testing center. And the testing center was asking me what my conditions were and my symptoms. And I told them. And they were like, you know, you're not really high risk for COVID-19. They said the areas that I was in weren't hot spots. I was young and that I probably just had a virus. They were like, you probably just had like a little bug. And with my health recovering so quickly, I was like, well, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was just a little virus. So what happened was after that, I called my job and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm good to go. My job was like, well, we need a letter or a documentation stating that you don't have COVID-19. So for the next couple of days, I was kind of in this three-way battle with the hospital, the health department, and my job, just trying to figure out how I can get back to work. And that following Tuesday, the 17th, the hospital was like, you know what? The guidelines have changed because over those next few days, there were so many people that were acquiring the virus nationally. They were like, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and test you. So they went ahead and just tested me for COVID-19. But mind you, I'm in great health at this point. Like, I don't even have a cough, you know, so. Everyone at the hospital that I was talking to, I was pretty sure, like, yeah, you're good. You have nothing to worry about. Like, I had no symptoms. I felt healthy. I was fine. And then recently, this past Monday, I get a phone call from the hospital, and they're like, hey, you know, you are positive.
All right, Els, hold on the line with me real quick, because when we come back, I want to talk to you more about your experience with the coronavirus.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny. Right now, you're cloudy at 45 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends.
Yep.
All right. Lark Voorhees, actress from Saved by the Bell. Ooh. Is 46 out here.
One of my first crushes.
Cheryl Swoops, WNBA star, is 49. I was watching something on HBO last night about the women of the WNBA. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Actor Haywood Nelson, you remember him from What's Happening. He's 60 today.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Today would have been her birthday.
Hey.
Rapper Juvenile is 45.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
45.
Yeah, he out here.
Yeah.
And rapper Big Sean is 32.
Happy birthday, everybody born on March 25th.
Dang, they don't get no music?
Well, we was working, so I couldn't. I didn't have no time. My bad, Big Sean.
So a new challenge has been going around. Are you challenged out yet?
I definitely am.
I think I'm TikToked out now, but
yeah. TikTok is taking over.
Tyler Perry introduced the He's Got the Whole World Challenge, where he's asking different musicians to sing the song He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
He's got the whole world in His Hands.
Come on, Tamar.
He's got the whole world.
You better push it out.
In His Hands.
Force it.
He's got.
Okay, that wasn't too bad.
Tamar can sing. What are you talking about? Let me hear you belt it out since you're going to be judging her.
I mean, I'm a music critic, not a musician. So, you know, like, I know my place.
Tamar can sing, you hater. So Boosie has been wilding on IG Live. Can we get, the world going to have to get back right soon, because I don't know if I could take much more of him on his Instagram Live.
What'd he do now?
Well, he convinced Shaquille O'Neal to show everybody his feet.
Oh, Lord, no.
What's up?
It's QTT day, Shaq. Everybody's showing
mean?
Their toes.
Toes. Hey, hold on.
Fam.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Fam, if you know Shaq and you watch Inside the NBA that comes on TNT, he is known for having notoriously ugly and unsatisfying feet. The last thing I want to see on anything is Shaq's feet, all right? Lord knows he got a size 28 or something. Something obnoxious like that.
Brian, I think we should go live and let everybody see your feet.
No.
Let's do QTT today.
No, we're not doing that.
Brian, your feet are so gorgeous.
Yeah, all right. Fam, but we're not doing that.
Fam, your feet are so beautiful that people are not gonna believe it.
I think you got a fetish.
Nah, I don't. I don't wanna touch nobody's feet. I can bust down for a pimp when I see one. Your feet are beautiful.
I appreciate the compliment, but that's just going to be between you and I, all right?
You don't want to go live?
No, I don't. No, and you are not Lil Boosie. You would not be having me doing unsavory things on the Instagram Live.
What about if I pull this $25 out of my purse?
That ain't nothing. You think I'm going to just sell myself for $25? That's how much I'm worth to you?
All right, what about 30?
No. Now, if you say 50, then we can have a conversation.
See if I get somebody to give me 20 more, $20 so we can go live with your feet.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking with 28-year-old Kansas Cityan Els, who was diagnosed with coronavirus. Now, the diagnosis came after all of the major symptoms had already run its course. Talk to us about what you're experiencing now. Are you still quarantined even though you feel fine?
With the coronavirus, there is no cure, as a lot of people know. So even though I do feel fine, even though I feel like I'm in perfect health, I have to be quarantined until I test negative. So what the doctor's office was saying was basically, with this virus, with there being no cure, the only way for me to be able to beat it is to allow my immune system to run its course. So basically what that consists of me is just staying isolated from the general public, washing my hands, drinking orange juice, water, vitamin C, getting sleep, getting rest, and basically just letting it run its course. And what happens is I have to test negative twice in order for the virus to be deemed out of my system. So I tested for the virus on Monday, and I'm just waiting for my results to come back to see that if it's negative yet. And if it is negative, hopefully, then it will require for me to test again. And if I test negative again, then I'll be deemed clear of the virus.
Ailes, with your experience going through this coronavirus situation, what do you think about the comments that Cardi B recently said that she thinks that some celebrities are getting paid to say that they do have it?
I think that even Cardi B, I think that people are scared. So, of course, when you're afraid of something that you don't understand, then it's easy to create these scenarios or these conspiracy theories. But in my opinion, I think the virus is very real. I think that a lot of people are contracting it, and people are just afraid of it because they don't understand it. And that's why they haven't been coming forward. I think that celebrities have been coming forward to kind of bring awareness to it, but people aren't taking it serious. And that's the reason why I came out and said that I had tested positive for it, because I feel like because people don't know anyone personally, then they're not taking it serious.
Brian, this is a personal friend of yours. We're talking with 28-year-old Ailes. We got one. That's what he's known as on socials.
I call him Mr. Smith.
First time I met him was at a party that you were DJing for him, Brian.
Yeah, we made a lot of memories. We've definitely had a lot of good times. And when you first tweeted that the other day, I was really concerned about you, dog. I want to say that this definitely affected me personally, because you are the first person who I knew directly or indirectly who had this thing. And I'm commending you for actually stepping out and putting this out there to the public. What made you do this?
To be honest, I wasn't going to do it. I mean, when they gave me the information, it was kind of like, I didn't even want to like acknowledge it myself. And my bro Darion, his mom called me. She's a nurse. And she had a conversation with me. And she was just saying that working in the healthcare industry, so many people in my age bracket are taking it as a joke. They're not taking it seriously. And she was saying, here in Kansas City, Missouri, we haven't really even had any cases of people that are known, you know, or just anyone that people know are coming forward. And she asked me to be the first person to step forward and to bring light into the situation. And when she put it in that light, I kind of just didn't have a choice. I was like, wow, you know, I guess it makes sense. With the virus not being as bad as people are making it out to be, I felt the need to let people know, like, hey, I have it. It's very real. But at the same time, I'm in good health. I'm recovering, and it's very possible for you to get it too. So instead of ignoring what, you know, people are telling us to do, then maybe we should actually, you know, pay attention to what the news and the healthcare industry is telling us and do what we're supposed to do so that we don't all contract it and we don't pass it to the elderly and the younger.
Ailes, that's what I wanted to ask you about. You went through those symptoms, and you talked about earlier about how, you know, it was awful. You said it was like a movie almost. Can you imagine an elderly person being able to make it through what you went through physically?
To be honest, I don't know how they could, because I only went through the symptoms for 48 hours, thank God. But it was bad, though. Like, I was sweating so much that when I woke up the morning that I went to the hospital, it was like somebody poured a gallon of water in my bed. And I was like, okay, something's not right. I got to get up. It was so uncomfortable. And I just, like, I was so hot. And then when I would get up, I'd be so cold. It was just like the food just amplified.
Mm. And you're a pretty healthy guy, too. You take care of yourself. You work out and all of that. And still, all of this happened to you. I can't imagine if that happened to an elderly person who might already have some conditions before even the corona was even a thing.
Exactly. I go to the gym about five. Well, I was. I'm not going anywhere now, but I was going to the gym about five times a week, drinking a gallon a day. I would consider myself pretty healthy. I'm in great shape, and it still got me, still put me down.
Ailes, what now? What would you say to people in Kansas City who are saying, look, I got to get my money. This is not that big of a deal. There's a lot of conspiracy theories being shared online. What would you say from a person 28 years old in great health who was diagnosed with COVID-19?
I would say it's real, and not to take this lightly. I understand that with America being a capitalist society, we have to work. We need our money. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we have to ignore the signs that the healthcare industry has been giving us. And we need to take all the precautions, you know, wash your hands, hand sanitize, stay away from people. That's really the goal, because at the end of the day, my job was the reason why I went back and got tested again, because initially they wouldn't test me. So I wouldn't have even known I had COVID-19. You might think you have a cough or a fever or just a regular headache, and you might have the virus. So I just recommend everyone to just stay away from people, you know, quarantine, self-isolate. And if you do have to be around individuals, just remember to wash your hands, cough in your arm, you know, cover your sneeze. Just be very mindful of your actions, because it can affect people around you without even realizing it. There might be hundreds of cases that we don't even know about in Kansas City just because of the simple fact that people aren't showing symptoms.
And that's why it's important for folks like you to come on out and speak on it. And man, we can't thank you enough for sharing your story with the entire city, dog. You're really going to make a difference with this.
Oh, I hope so. I really don't want to hear about anyone passing or anyone being critically sick in Kansas City, you know, like, so I really hope so. I hope it can save some lives.
I'm just telling you, Els, once this thing is over, we gonna have the biggest party there is.
Oh, you don't even gotta worry about that. You ain't even gotta worry about that. We going so crazy.
L. Smith, man, my dog, my brother. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all stay safe. Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny later on. You are cloudy and 47 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Child, Prince Charles from the UK has been diagnosed with COVID-19.
Damn, damn, damn!
The prince is 71, so he's in the high-risk group. Mm. His wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, has taken the COVID-19 test and is presumably negative.
Oh, that ain't saying nothing.
You know they ain't sleeping in the same room together, child. She
ain't
got it.
They like not together.
You know these royal people don't be. You think,
they don't be smashing?
No, child, no.
I would think the king or the prince or whoever got top notch. You know, loving.
Send in the royal bathers. You ain't see that on Coming to America. This is not funny, but Houston rapper Slip Thug got the Rona too, child.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. He took to his social media account to talk about it.
Trying to look for it.
Okay.
So check this out. No games being played, all right? I got tested for the coronavirus yesterday, and it came back positive. As careful as I've been self-quarantining, staying home, I might have went got something to eat or something, or did some stuff like that, simple stuff like that, nothing crazy. Stayed in my truck, had masks, gloves, everything on, and my test came back positive. So y'all got to take this stuff serious. Sit home, self-quarantine. Do not come outside for however long they saying. If you have symptoms, you need to go get what checked out or whatever. I'm good. I feel good. I don't got no problems right now. The other day, I had a slight fever and a cough. I feel better now. I don't have no fever, you know what I'm saying, or nothing like that. So I feel like I'm good, but y'all better take it serious. It's real out here, coronavirus.
It's so important that our celebrities come out and say this stuff. We just got through talking to L's, the first person who I knew to have it, and Slim Thug, who we all know, you know, in urban music, you know, so we gotta shut down these rumors of celebrities getting paid because it's fake and all this other stuff. We just gotta have more knowledge about this.
The 2020 Summer Olympic Games have officially been postponed until sometime in 2021.
That's crazy.
It's the first time in history that the games have been postponed, although they were canceled altogether in war years 1916, 1940, and 1944.
It speaks to the severity of this thing. They plan out Olympics like 8 or 10 years ahead of time. So we're talking about a loss of millions, possibly billions of dollars with this.
Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. has welcomed more than 1,100 students back to campus in Lynchburg, Virginia after spring break. Mm. They returned just as the state's governor implemented a statewide shutdown of all schools from kindergarten through grade 12. A Liberty professor says faculty members are expected to hold office hours and show up at their classes at their offices, that is, to conduct virtual classes. A lot of folks are upset with this decision, and they think that he's putting the students and those in the community at risk.
You most definitely are. You're exposing yourself to more people, which equals more chances of you actually getting it or passing it on, because we don't even know if you have it because you haven't taken the test.
You know, when you got your president getting on the television every day and saying that we need to return back to business as usual, and saying that we'll be back by Easter, is what is causing folks to jump out there and think that this is not really serious.
It's irresponsible.
It's very irresponsible for him. I was looking at an article the other day, and folks were saying that it was misinformation by saying that he told people to take this particular drug to cure coronavirus. And he did say that. He did say that. He told these people that they could take this thing, that they've had some good luck with it. I don't think he should be giving any cures.
Be
Let
quiet.
Dr. Fauci do all of
yes,
that.
Yes, be quiet, fam. Just go quarantine yourself.
Because
you're not
people,
even supposed to be out and buy microphones.
People will hear what you're saying, and they may not even totally understand it. Like the man who took the fish cleaning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ingredients is the ingredient that Trump talked about. And so he and his wife took it. He died, and his wife is in critical condition.
Wow.
Everybody doesn't have the same comprehension. So this is why he shouldn't be talking about this. Allow the doctors to say what has been proven. Let the science do the speaking. Let the science do the speaking. I'm just saying.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Angel Perry.
Hey. All right, Angel. Pitch a little high this morning, but I like it. Let's see what you got, girl.
I take the flight alone earlier in the day for you. Just to beat you there, prepare and let you know I'm waiting for you. Finally famous.
I ain't about the mother.
Hey.
I ain't about to play no games with you.
No games.
And you know what your problem is.
Ooh.
You don't ever see the big picture.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. I want you to take me serious. Ooh-wee.
I want you to take me serious.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I said.
Angels, start praising God, because you're entered in to win $1,000 in spring cash on this Friday.
All right.
Tell the town what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam the zing.
Listen now through April 23rd for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in spring cash.
Stacking money to the ceiling.
From Hot 103.
I got that green.
Pay me too. Pay me too.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
I have some quick tips to change your anxiety forever. You can read all the anti-anxiety advice in the world, but none of this matters unless you actually take action. To feel more relaxed, to sleep soundly at night, and to put energy into what matters, you have to stop wasting time on tasks that don't matter. The more you commit, the better you'll feel. Anxiety buster number one, start deep breathing. If you're not focused on how to calm your body, then how do you think you're going to control your anxiety? It seems like common sense, but often we go through our days without even taking a nice deep breath. Meditate. Feeling calm is an inside job. You have to be able to give yourself the internal serenity and start the day with 10 minutes of solitude and positive energy. Anxiety buster number three, my favorite, practice self-care. Anything that makes you feel better, do it. Don't do it excessively, but anything that makes you feel better, then do that. Take care of yourself. Anxiety buster number four, eliminate soda. That morning jolt of caffeine can jumpstart your day, but anything with high fructose corn syrup and other ingredients will not. Anxiety buster number five, trim the fat from your budget. Financial stress is a common reason people end up feeling anxious and overwhelmed. Debt will keep you up at night and contribute to feelings of low self-worth and hopelessness. Listen to these tips over and over and over, and get to some action to reduce your anxiety. Be well. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.